choosing a posture now that feels really agreeable, that indeed will open to some relaxation. So take a few moments. So you might even choose to move from sitting to lying down, or even to standing. What would be relaxing for your body in this moment? What do you need? And as you settle into that posture, just see if you can open to letting go of tension anywhere you notice it. Kindly opening to awareness of tension and seeing if it's possible to release it, maybe at the forehead, maybe breathe in and out of it. No striving, that's not relaxing. Just an invitation to body to relax. The forehead, the jaw, the jaw naturally relaxes when there's a little bit of space between the back teeth or a wee smile. And the forehead naturally relaxes when we let the eyes soften and go downwards just a wee bit. And opening to relaxing through the neck and shoulders and down through the arms to the fingertips. Letting the arms and hands be heavy. And as you're ready, see if you can release through the chest and belly an invitation to just let go. Not worrying if relaxation doesn't happen, just being kindly aware of it. And see if there can be some opening to relaxation down through the back to the pelvis. Releasing. Perhaps releasing through the out-breath. Letting the body drop. Yet still stay awake and alert in a soft way. And relaxing down through the legs to the toes. And here you might need to adjust your posture a little so that your knees, if you're sitting, are a little lower than your hips. Or if you're lying down, possibly support with a pillow under your knees. And however the body is right now, just being with it, with a friendly awareness, as we begin to notice breathing. Perhaps some nice full breaths, opening to it. And gradually letting the breathing subside and just be as it is. And bringing attention to wherever it's really easy to feel it. And it doesn't matter where that is. It could be nostrils, throat, chest, belly, back. A sense of whole body breathing. Letting go of striving to attend to breathing. Breathing is happening naturally. There's really nothing we need to do. And we might very gently help ourselves with this friendly awareness by saying, as I breathe in, I calm the mind. Almost as if with each in-breath, the mind is swept, it's a clean slate. And as I breathe out, I calm the body. Just enjoying those calming effects of breathing out, the body dropping, letting go further. Breathing in, calming the mind. Breathing out, calming the body. Calming, calming. And if it's helpful, using those phrases as you breathe in and out. Can we let go of fretting about the wandering mind? There can be such a sense, oh, when the mind wanders, well, that's not calm. And yet, if we just open to it and note it, thinking or planning or daydreaming, or name a strong emotion, name a strong thought, aching, pulsating, vibrating, sad, anxious. If we just note and open to these other experiences with our mindfulness, we can watch them arise and pass. We're fully awake and aware, we're mindful. And then we can come back to body sitting or lying down and being breathed. Calming, calming. And it doesn't matter how many times we come back and forth. See what happens when you open to all these other experiences and note them. Watch them fade. And come back to body breathing. If there's some strong experience that's quite persistent, let it become the object of your awareness. Keep noting it, watch it change, feel it through the body. And see if you cannot add second arrows to it. Just let it abide, pass. Yes. This too. Really noticing what happens when we kindfully, mindfully let things be as they are without resistance. the path to calm, and its friend concentration is not a forced march. It is intentionally opening to things as they are, with the wisdom of noticing, oh, changing, changing, nothing to hold on to. Intentionally opening to things as they are with goodwill. Calming the mind, calming the body. Calming, calming. And as we begin to finish this practice, noticing any benefits from it, even the infinitesimal ones, noticing. perhaps slightly less tension in body, mind, heart. Perhaps a little more aware. Perhaps a little calmer, relaxed. Appreciating that the intention for mindfulness does the work itself. There's nothing I am doing. And when you're at home and have more time, you might carry on this practice a little longer and see what unfolds, what deepens, given a little more time. Listening to the end of the bells to finish and take us into the next few moments with an awake, relaxed awareness.